Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here we are, jumping off hour two of the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We are live at Drago's Hilton Riverside along with Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback. I'm Christian Garrick, and it is a very nice crowd here at Drago's. Some smattering of the, Burgundy and gold for FSU, and a lot of purple and gold fans here tonight. Yeah, Burgundy, right?
Yes, that's right, Burgundy, you're right.
Yeah, so let me ask you this, Herb. What would it be like for you as a player? Can you imagine either starting your career, opening in the Superdome, or just playing a game, starting your season, whether it's your sophomore, junior, or senior season in the Superdome? That's an iconic building.
Yes.
We all know about it. In high school, the goal is to play in that building for a state championship. But at the collegiate level, if you're at LSU, I would imagine that would be a significant dream.
So I played in the Superdome many, many times, and I loved every aspect of it and every part of it. The dream for me was to play for the Saints in that stadium forever, you know, for 20 years, if you will.
It's funny. Mine was that, too.
It didn't happen, and it's just like yours.
Yeah, but you made it a lot further than I did.
So that being said, I mean, it's an outstanding feat, man. It's something that brings chills to my body right now, just to have an opportunity to play in that stadium. The first game ever, or first game of junior season, whatever, doesn't matter. It's a big to-do for these guys, and especially the guys at LSU, because now they get up for it. Now they're at the, you know, don't get me wrong, Tiger Stadium is the greatest place ever to play on a Saturday night, but it's Sunday night. So the second best place to play is going to be at the Superdome.
Let me ask you this, these night games as a player, do you hate the weight that it causes? I mean, like,
no.
Are you anxious? Are you, what are you doing?
No, the night game, everything is scripted. I mean, you think it's down to a second, literally. So, in your mind,
are you going, come on already?
No, because you get used to it,
okay.
Right? So the games that really bring you heartache are the ones that's at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because you're not used to it, right? Because at the end of the day, you know, when you're practicing, I think you get on the field. We were getting on the field somewhere around 4 o'clock. So if the game's at 6, it's only 2 hours later, right?
Yeah.
So it's fine with me. But in the NFL, it's different. They're on the field at 9:30, 10
noon.
O'clock.
Well,
noon, whatever,
noon.
You know what I'm saying? Or earlier time than that. So that it's all preparation and it's all, you know, muscle memory. For me, what we used to do, we used to bring the PlayStation, right? We'll play some video games or whatever. We always had something to do, some meeting, whether it was offensive full team meeting or quarterback meetings or special teams or whatever it is that you were doing, you had some meeting. And then they had lunch praying for you. You'd eat lunch. And then, you know, we'd have about an hour and a half of free time. And so that time I would either spend studying or we'll play the PlayStation or I'd watch somebody play the PlayStation or just kind of hang out and lay around. But it's cool. That time right there brings you to a place of calm and serenity, if you will.
Okay.
Because after that, it's all business. Once you pack that bag and you start walking towards the front door of the hotel and then you get into that bus, it's all business from that point on. Straight face, nothing else.
As long as you've played and these players have played this game, I would imagine whether it's their first game in purple and gold or their 20th game in purple and gold, I would imagine the butterflies are still there.
Butterflies are there no matter what.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. You can say it or not, never, but yeah, they're always there. At least the first, you know, 5 seconds of when you're running onto the field and then you get that first hit or whatever, you smell the first rose, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's there up until that time. Now, after that, it's all nothing. It's the same game you've been playing since you were a kid, just a little bit faster, guys a little bit bigger, and it has more, you know, more at stake, if you will.
Well, let's say, let's qualify that. They're not just a little bit bigger. They're a lot bit bigger.
I mean, they are, but
they
still.
Did you, as a quarterback, like to – did you want to get hit early so you could kind of get into the rhythm, get the feel?
I don't want to get hit at all. That's why I had quick feet, you know what I'm saying? Come on now. You know, it's what I really like as a quarterback, and they say it all the time, and it's really not cliche, you want to get that first pass out.
Okay.
Once you get that first pass out, you're going to know how you feel for the rest of the game. It's crazy. If the ball goes a little high, you know all day you're going to be fighting with trying to pull that ball down a little bit. If it goes low, you're going to be fighting trying to bring it up a little bit. So I wanted to always get that first pass, you know, out the way, read the defense, and understand that they are going to do exactly what we practice throughout the week, which never happens. And so at that point, then I'm good.
What do you think Jaden Daniels is going to – the game plan for him tonight? Is it going to be a lot of the quick – the ball's coming out quick because – the offensive line still trying to work their way into form? Or you think they're going to try to take some shots down the field? They'll mix it up. What's the game plan for the quarterback?
I mean, just looking at the past history of Brian Kelly's offenses, I think they're going to put a lot on the shoulders. He's going to have to make a lot of calls at the line of scrimmage. He's going to either check into run plays, check out of run plays into passing plays. He's going to have to – they're going to ask a lot of him. And I don't see why you won't. They've been practicing throughout the whole spring, and they're at the point where they're really ready to make this thing happen. So I don't see there being any kind of issues with trying to hold back or him not, you know, being able to be the full potential player that he can be. He has the experience. He's played in big games before. I don't see them trying to hold anything back. I think the offensive line is going to be just fine. I really do. I think it's going to take a quarter or so to get those guys going, but once they start playing together and they realize they're in a game of this magnitude in the Superdome on a Sunday night, nobody else is watching, I think it's all going to come together.
I would imagine Brian Kelly's preaching fast start to his team, for his team, right? Get off to a fast start, get the work the crowd that's largely going to be in your favor into a frenzy, whether it's on offense or defense, you make a big play. But, yeah, starting fast, and I know that sounds cliche, but Florida State's a team that is going to possess the football. They're gonna want to run the football and possess it. So your possessions are likely going to be limited. So your time of possession is going to be probably a little skewed compared to theirs. So you have to make more with your opportunities.
So, and another thing, Florida State has a leg up on LSU right now, right?
They played a game.
They went through the whole deal. They went through pregame. They went through a game. They went through the game week process and all these different things. So they're going to be a little bit more prepared for this. But at the end of the day, I still think this is a Brian Kelly coach LSU team. Completely different than what we've seen with Les Miles, completely different than what we've seen with Coach O. And I think that's the reason why Coach Kelly is here, to be able to treat this as a business trip and not just some kind of, hey, fun night out for the boys, right?
Yeah, one of the things that you can always count on with Brian Kelly's teams is that they're typically very disciplined, right? They're not going to beat themselves typically. So you would imagine you're not going to see a lot of penalties. You should not see a lot of penalties.
Yep.
But also with Brian Kelly's teams, there's going to be it's almost like an academy team. In other words, no matter what the score is, they're playing as if it were 0-0.
0-0. That's right. Every play is we're playing to win this game right now. We're not going to play not to lose, right? And we're going to play put the foot on the pedal. Because if you don't do that, you're going to make mistakes, and those mistakes are going to be detrimental. So, in my opinion, I think you're 100% right. I think that, Brian Kelly's going to have this team ready to roll. They're going to be doing some stuff that nobody else would ever imagine that these guys are going to do.
Man, the fans here are getting fired up.
I think some of the
LSU players are just walking around the hotel upstairs. I think a couple of fans saw them, and they broke out into some LSU chants.
I like it.
Yeah, they're spirited.
That's the point. That's the point of this, man. That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to lead these guys to where they need to go, right?
Now there's some FSU chants in the bar here at Drago's.
Hold my microphone.
Now let them sing. Remember now, Southern Hospitality. We want to welcome Florida State fans. They're not big rivals of LSU, but nonetheless.
No, one of my great friends coaches over there. Dave Johnson over there. He coached at St. Aug. Then he went on to coach at Memphis. He actually coached with Norvell at Memphis, and now he's at Florida State with Coach. And Coach Dave Johnson is one of the greatest people I know in this world. He's a wonderful New Orlean, and I love him to death. But I'm not pulling for him tonight, just so you know.
Hey, it's business.
That's my man.
He's Herb Tyler. I'm Christian Garrick. This is the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, live from Drago's Hilton Riverside here on WWL. You heard the man. Call us. It's the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show here on WWL. Herb Tyler, Christian Garrick, Drago's Hilton Riverside. Before we get to LSU, back to LSU and Florida State, big traffic mess. I-10 eastbound at Loyola. All lanes are blocked because of an accident. If you can get over to Airline or West Esplanade, if you're trying to work your way into the city, that's your best route at this point. So all lanes are blocked. Again, I-10 eastbound at Loyola. An accident has traffic at a snarl.
Oh,
so
man.
Take the alternate routes. Perhaps get on over to Airline or head north to West Esplanade and work your way in from there. I hate that, and that's why ultimately when you're coming to these kind of games, leave yourself plenty of time, Herb. Plenty of time because you got to anticipate that this is going to likely happen. You're going to be impacted by traffic in particular.
Absolutely.
We've got a great crowd out here at Drago's, Hilton Riverside. LSU fans, I would say 80-90% to Florida State's 10% here, and the team is going to be walking out of here, leaving here at 4 o'clock. I'm sure some LSU fans are going to go berserk when they see their Tigers.
They definitely going to go berserk, and they're going to walk right past us out that front door, and it's going to be on, baby. It's going to be time. It's going to be Florida State going to start shaking in their boots. I mean, the whole state of Florida is just literally going to start going underwater, I promise you.
Oh, we don't want that now.
I don't mean it like that. Okay. I mean that they're just going to be really terrified because the Tigers are coming.
I know that they're not going to get to experience a Tiger walk today, right? But that's a tradition, home games. This could be smidge of the Tiger walk.
Yeah,
but what is the Tiger walk like as a player?
I don't think this is going to be it. I think it's going to be when they get to the stadium. They're going to be lined up. So it's going to be close to it. It's not going to be the same. Now, obviously, it's more tradition when you come at the top of that hill and you walk down to the stadium. It's such a fantastic event and a thing that just makes it bring you chills to your body when you're actually walking there because there's so many fans. You know, don't get me wrong. When you're in the stadium, there's so many fans, but they're not literally 10 feet away from you.
Yeah, you don't have your helmet on.
Or you can touch them and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't have your helmet on. They recognize your face.
Right. It's a wonderful deal, and I enjoy it. I look forward to doing it next week because I'm going to be one of the honorary captains of the Southern LSU football game next week, and so I'll be able to walk down with the guys and Coach Kelly and everybody else for that game on that particular day.
And you've done that a few times. It still gives you goosebumps?
I did it about 4 years ago with Coach O, and it was one of the most wonderful times I had. Me and Kevin was in the front, you know, walking with Coach
Kevin
O.
Falk.
Yeah, me and Kevin Falk was in the front walking with Coach O, and it was a wonderful deal. The fans are it's such a special atmosphere to be a part of LSU football and the camaraderie and the pageantry that it brings, especially on game day. It's something that you can never, ever imagine that I would even be a part of. But now that I am, and I am a person that is well-liked in the community, I enjoy it 100%.
Now, as a former player, you get to do that Tiger Walk whenever you want? Is that open to all
So it was
players?
With Coach O. I'm not sure how it works now with Coach Brian Kelly. But at the end of the day, with this honorary captain thing that I'll be doing next week, it's a part of it.
Yeah, and look, I would imagine Brian Kelly is going to embrace the alumni. He has everywhere he's gone, going back to Notre Dame, Cincinnati, et cetera. I know he recognizes some of the great alum that have come out of LSU football. I think any really good coach wants those guys around.
It was a little different when Coach Miles was there.
Yeah, because he was insecure.
Yeah,
he was insecure about,
I get it.
You know, he wanted to be the main guy, but I mean, look, it goes back to the team I cover regularly, and it's the Saints. You know, Sean Payton welcomed all those guys, those legends. He wanted them in the building all the time. Whenever they wanted to come around, they could come around because those are the guys that those players need to understand the history of, just like they would at LSU, the history of LSU football. That freshman that might be coming in from another state that isn't familiar with your name, Kevin Falk, name all these great, Eric Martin, Dalton Hilliard, others, Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase.
Yep.
You get the point, and I think that does nothing but good things. And I understand the whole Odell Beckham thing happened after the national championship game, and that could be concerning, because I think that's where coaches do get concerned, is the idea, what if one of the alumni violates one of these NCAA rules? And, but those are few and far between. It's worth it,
well,
if you're asking me.
I think there's a half a percent of that happening,
mm-hmm.
and it does, or they did. But at the end of the day, 9 times out of 10, we're going to have little nuggets that we can drop to these guys that's going to take them, you know, to places they never thought they would be.
Can you give me a for example? Like, if you were talking to Jaden Daniels this week.
I just let him know how special he is as a kid, and to understand that he's in a place that's going to love him forever if he just plays well and just plays within himself. He doesn't have to be Joe Burrow. He doesn't have to be Herb Tyler. He just needs to be Jaden Daniels. And at the end of the day, lean on your training that you've done thus far and believe in your coaching staff and what the position they put you in, and then be a leader out there of men.
If you were playing and one of the former LSU greats wanted to speak to you, I would imagine you would run to that opportunity, jump at that
long.
Opportunity.
Yeah, right? Yeah. All day long. I mean, I would be, you know, ears a perky and my eyes wide open and trying to consume and just digest everything that they would be saying. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think what hasn't – college athletes have changed, certainly, but what hasn't changed is their respect and their understanding that, hey, I'm going to take any bit of advice, especially from a former player that had any kind of success.
Any kind of success.
Right. Whether it's – even it may not even be your position that you specifically play.
Correct.
You know, just his insights on the game, I think, are valuable. So it's good to see these younger athletes today, not – because I think in some ways – some can be self-consumed and think that they got it all figured out, and that's a big mistake.
Yeah, some of them do, but you know,
very few.
Very few of them, but I think that changes immediately once they get punched in the face one time in the game. Trust me, it doesn't last long. But the ones, if it did last long, I think that's just who that person is, and their success is not going to be one of great. Let me say that. It's the people that try to understand that they do not know everything, and they want to learn. They want to soak up as much information as possible. They want to do the very best that they can and be a team player and just work within their realm of what they do in that particular position and be great at that. Because if I do my job and everybody else does their job to 100%, there's no way we can lose.
Here we are about 3 hours from kickoff. Herb, as a player, what's on your mind right now? What do you – is it just, hey, the hay's in the barn already, time to go play?
Yeah, of course. It's I put in all the work. I just need to make sure that I continue to understand my checks at the line, understand the type of offense we want to run for that night, understand my hand signals.
Well, they don't have to do that. They still – getting confused with the pro game. Yeah.
No, it's okay.
I think college football should go to
– the headset.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
But, you know, after that, it's just relaxing and just coming down to my world and where I want to be. So that would put on a little, I don't know, 112, some baby face or something like that to kind of bring me down just a little bit. And then once we get there, man, it's over. All of it, everything else is out the window. It's just reaction.
Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Talking LSU, excuse me, and Florida State tonight in the Mercedes-Benz. The Caesars Superdome.
Caesars
for so long,
I
called them Mercedes-Benz. Caesars Superdome.
Yep.
Again, 504-260-1870. Got a great crowd out here at Drago's at Hilton Riverside.
Looks like
it's growing. It is swelling. It is swelling as we get closer and closer to kickoff. And the atmosphere is one of anticipation. You can see folks are enjoying themselves. They are communicating with one another. Some slight, I don't want to say shots at Florida State fans, but just some ribbing, some friendly ribbing, just reminding them that they are Tiger bait, et cetera, et cetera.
That's right.
That's all healthy. That's all healthy. That's part of the pageantry of college football. And, Herb, I don't know about you yesterday, but watching college football yesterday and just seeing stadiums filled and fans doing the fan thing and these players on the field playing. Because, look, there are juniors that – had to play under all these pandemic restrictions, and now none of them exist anymore. So,
right.
You know, they know college football under the pandemic restrictions, not how it is now.
Right.
And
so
I think that it's really fun to watch.
That's going to change their perspective of what college football is about. For me, yesterday watching college football, I just felt like, man, I can't believe it's here. thank you, God, for me seeing another year, a start of college football. And to watch some of the games last night or during the day as well, the Alabama looked really good. Georgia looked really good. Ohio State looked like I wanted them to look, not that good. There's right now we see Jackson State playing on TV. So the HBCU schools, I really love watching them play. As Southern just blew out, I forget the name of the team they played, 86-0. So it's just really, really great to see college football back and then having that energy and that wherewithal to just have a good time and let it all hang out, you know?
Yeah, and just think, you know, early on, and I'm not trying to dwell on this too much, Herb, but we remember early on in the pandemic, the April and May of 2020, there was a real possibility that college football was not going to happen that year.
Right, right, absolutely. So let me tell you, funny story, if you will. I don't think it's funny, but it is what it is. So we were 1 week away from going to Disney. I've never been to Disney. Mm-hmm. And my wife set it up. Everything was set up. We had the plane ticket. We had the hotels and all that stuff. And then pandemic hits, right? There goes my Disney. We haven't even thought about it since. So that was almost what was about to happen to college football that year. It was about to go away. And so at the end of the day, I feel like, today things are better. We're in a better place. There's vaccines. There are different things that you can do to kind of help yourself as you go through this pandemic, because it's not going to ever end. It's going to be here forever. It's going to be what it's going to be. But ultimately, to see people having a good time and coming together and enjoying themselves, stadiums full, is a wonderful thing.
It certainly is, and we're looking forward to seeing the Caesars Superdome packed and full, regardless of how many Florida State fans are in there.
Yes.
Or LSU fans that are in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And let me tell you, LSU fans, they might not be in Baton Rouge, but they brought the party to New Orleans. You can see it. You can see it. LSU, the tailgating and the pregame.
That's right.
No fan base knows how to do that better than the purple and gold. Nobody does.
That's right.
It's.
I'm so glad I'm a part of it. So glad
I know. We're a part of it here. It finally. It just feels great to be back in front of people and talking to LSU football. And really, what this program has gone through, if you think about it, over 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years, right.
You know, it's interesting, and I think it's a part of the excitement is you're kicking off a new era with Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
And you know, I think LSU fans will forever be grateful to Coach O for what he did
forever.
In the national championship.
Forever. Yes.
And I think his legacy, by and large, is going to be that of one that, hey, he won a college football national championship at LSU.
And he may have had the greatest team ever.
Yeah, arguably,
you know,
yes. Yeah.
He had the greatest team ever and maybe one of the worst teams.
Yes.
The following year. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But that was due to, you know.
Pandemic, we get it.
Pandemic, but also I think that.
25 players leaving.
That was a factor. And I think, you know this, it's hard, Herb. When you achieve that kind of success, to stay on that mountaintop, to be that razor sharp all the time, that's why guys like Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Drew Brees, that were they were constantly on top of their game. It's hard because we're humans and we can get distracted really easily.
Well, they have a process. They have an understanding of what it takes to get there. It's not just when they're there.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point that I think that Coach O kind of lost along the way, what it took to actually get there. And at the end of the day, I think Brian Kelly is going to be a guy that's going to put the processes, procedures in place. He's going to turn this program into exactly that, one of a pinnacle, and he's going to keep it there for quite some time.
He's Herb Tyler. I'm Christian Garrick. This is the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show here live from Drago's at the Hilton Riverside on WWL. Back here on the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live at Hilton Riverside Drago's, and Herb Tyler, Christian Garrick at the table to our right. Herb is enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it at that. They are got some shots going, and, you know, that's all well and good. They're adults that can make their own decisions, but just pace yourself to a degree. You don't want to miss the game.
I don't know if they're here for the game.
they might not be. Yeah, they might not be going to the game. I don't know. But they're enjoying themselves. It's good to see. That's for sure.
Yep, yep.
But just pace yourself, because you do want to watch it. Even if you're not going to the game, you want to be able to watch it and remember it.
I agree. Sometimes some people just like the spirits.
Yeah.
They worry about the game later.
They can catch up on the next morning.
That's right.
It might be DVR. I don't know. Tim on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines. Go ahead, Tim. You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian, if you will, would you clarify the history on this quarterback from Arizona. I used to watch some of it late night, and I thought he started off real good. And then my memory was that he turned it over. He ran too quick. He was even benched at the end of the season. But brother, another LSU guy, Hard, said it. Now he's a 3-year star. He's a world beater. And what's actually the history on him? Do you know?
Yeah, I do. I know he was banged up sometimes, and I also know that you're right in describing him as a guy that was careless with the football at times. I know he struggles at times also to throw the deep ball. He's really good in the intermediate game, passing game, and he's extremely athletic. I mean, a real athlete. Just when you watch this young man run, because he's going to tonight, he's going to tuck it and run. You're gonna really, really be wowed by his legs, by his feet. Now, here's the thing that I would say is that I think Brian Kelly, understanding that the offensive line's a bit troublesome, you don't have a chance if you're a guy that runs a 4.9, 4.8 back there with this offensive line. If you run a 4.3, which Jaden Daniels does, a 4.3, 4.4, you got a chance to move around. You're going to see probably, Herb, a lot of move in the pocket.
Yep.
I think they're going to move the pocket quite a bit. Rollouts left, right. I think you're going to see a lot of screens. You want to get Jaden Daniels in a high percentage passing game. That's where he's really good. The deep ball, it's a work in progress.
So, Tim, Jaden started 29 games in 3 years, passed for over 6,000 yards and 32 touchdowns in 29 games for the Sun Devils. So he's has great experience. He's got great stats. Every quarterback that's young, they're going to make mistakes. I think Brian Kelly's going to hone in on those mistakes and make those, and Jaden's going to make fewer of those mistakes, let's say that. And I also think that the offense that they're going to run is going to be catered to Jaden Daniels or whoever is that particular person that's going to be taking the snaps on the long haul, right? Because at the end of the day, Coach Kelly is not going to accept any kind of mistakes, mental mistakes for sure, which would turn into physical mistakes. But I think Jaden Daniels has a great presence with himself. I think he's a good leader. I think he has that experience, like I said before. And I believe that this is the perfect person to start this season off with, especially for Brian Kelly and his new regime and where he's wanting to take this particular program.
Yeah, look, Jaden Daniels, he was benched at Arizona State. But I always just like with – I'll draw a similar approach with Jameis Winston going from Tampa to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona to – LSU, yeah, you might look at the ASU stuff and go, man, why did LSU go after this guy? Because they were saying the same thing about Jameis Winston. Why sign him when he just came off a 30-for-30 year where he threw 30 interceptions and 30 touchdowns?
Right.
He also led the NFL in passing with over 5,000. I'll get back on track. What I'm saying here is coaches, you know this, believe, hey, I can make this kid better.
Yep, yep.
I can prevent that.
Yep, yep. And I think Coach Kelly is the guy to do that. Coach Dan Buck is the person to do that as well. I think, Coach Sloan, who's a quarterback coach, comes from great pedigree down there at Louisiana Tech, and coaching 9 seasons at Louisiana Tech. I think he's going to be great at getting these guys prepared, having them to understand the offense and understanding their role in the offense, and to teach these guys how to be leaders and to make these guys shine and become what they want them to be. So I think Jaden Daniels is in great hands. I think Garrett Nussmeier is in great hands as well. Walker Howard is the future of this program. I think we're going to be just fine.
With Walker Howard this year, you might want to – Tim, do you have anything else?
No, I was just – and I thought he'd really handle – the coach had handled a boy from Gulf Coast that been there for a long time.
Oh, Miles Brennan.
I think it's something he could have done to keep that ball from just – kind of like Michigan starting two quarterbacks. He's going to start one this week and another one next week. But I hate it the way he handled that. But anyway.
Well, if you look at his history, Brian Kelly's history, he's done stuff like that in the past.
Yeah.
That's just who he is. Now, look, was Miles Brennan deceived when he came out of the transfer portal? The answer to that is yes. But when you're Brian Kelly and you feel like, hey, I've got an opportunity to go get a player that he felt like was going to be an improvement, he felt that way. Maybe we don't feel that way, but he felt like he had to go get him.
I hope his coach wins because he's definitely not my favorite. He's got some arrogance about him. Anyway,
well, that's Brian Kelly in general. I wouldn't say arrogant. I would say confident.
Confidence,
he's extremely confident in what he is, what kind of football he teaches, and his ability to teach this game.
Yes.
I don't have an issue so much with how – look, the bottom line is, Tim said it, you win, it cures everything.
You're going to be happy. That's right. And
if you win, you can be a little arrogant to a degree.
That's right.
Athletically confident is what I would call it.
Yep.
If you're losing, you can't pull any of that stuff off.
Yeah.
They're going to throw everything. This is big-time college football. That's what happens. When you're winning, things are great. When you're losing, your job's on the line.
And
just like Florida State, their head coach. Yeah. If they don't win a couple games this year, he's gone.
He's gone. He's out. Now, the one thing I will say about Brian Kelly, he wins. Everywhere he goes, he wins. So this is not going to be anything different. I think this is going to be greater. It's going to shine a greater spotlight on how great of a coach Brian Kelly truly really is. And at the end of the day, there's no one, I think, that's going to no one can say that Brian Kelly wasn't the right pick for LSU as a head coach.
We'll see. We'll find out. That's for sure.
We're definitely going to see. I can almost guarantee this, 100%, that these guys, that Coach Kelly is the best hire that LSU could have made.
Outside of Nick Saban,
he wasn't on the board.
I know.
Okay?
I know.
Well, we actually did have him. We should have kept him.
That's true.
And then we'd be where Alabama is right now.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
That would be great. It would be wonderful.
Speaking of Billy Napier's Florida Gators, his debut of Utah, yep. they beat him by 4. That was a good game.
Yeah, watch that game.
That was a really good game. Back and forth.
It was a great game.
And Utah can look, that's a really good team, sneaky good team. And I want to talk to you now about the expansion of the 12-team playoffs.
Yeah.
In college football for 2026. We had you on Sports Talk, I think, on Friday. We got a little bit of this conversation out of the way. But I know there's the argument that, it makes colleges and kids care more because there's more of an opportunity opposed to just 4 teams. But I don't think you're helping this game. Because I don't think you're going to see a 12 seed beat a 1 seed. I just there's that much disparity between those rankings and talent that it's not going to happen.
You know, I think to disagree with you, I think that a 12 seed can beat a 1 seed at some point. It may not be this year, may not be next year, may not be 2026. But what I will say is I think that, you know, your second, third, fourth, and fifth ranked teams in that Power Five, in those Power Five conferences, there's going to be a team that's going to be number 12 in the country that's going to be able to beat the number 1 ranked team at some point. I think the biggest
maybe thing, in a game. Okay, I don't mean to interrupt you.
That's all right.
Okay, yeah, football is not like baseball and basketball where there's a series.
Right.
I think it'll be very rare. It might happen once a decade.
I think it'll be a lot more than that. When I say a lot more, what I mean by that is it may happen 3 times in a decade. So that being said, change is always difficult for everyone. And, you know, we didn't like it when the BCS was there. We didn't like it when the college, the committee chose everybody, whoever was going to be in the championship. We didn't like it when it went to a 14 playoff. So now we're going to a 12-team playoff. So we're going to have to live with it. And what I think is going to end up happening is it's going to either expand or it's going to go back to the very beginning of what it was before.
Yeah, I think 8 was a sweet spot. I think 8 teams, I think, that was the number.
I always thought 16 teams for me.
And see, that's way too many for me.
I only like 16 teams because then you could maybe tweak the 16 to 1. Maybe it could be like, a 10 and 10.
Well, that would mean
versus number 1 or whatever.
The top 8 seeds would get a bye.
Potentially.
Yeah. But how long are you going to play into the season in particular?
So you can't. That's the problem. The problem is the length. The length of time that is being played, if you will. Like they can't play that much longer after the season.
No, I mean, these guys are getting ready for the NFL draft.
And, yeah, you got to pay them. You literally going to have to pay them. Literally. So I get it. Or you reduce some of the games during the regular season.
I don't want that either. He's Herb Tyler. I'm Christian Garrick. This is the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show here on WWL Live from Drago's Hilton Riverside. Just about every table we can see in front of us is full.
It's full.
Here at Drago's.
Yes, sir.
Hilton Riverside. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Man, this is a nice crowd here. They are enjoying themselves. Quite a bit of purple and gold. I would say 90% LSU fans, maybe even more than that.
Mm-hmm.
They got some Florida State. You see a number five jersey, of course, Jameis Winston. Florida State being represented here.
Well, I saw number 17, Charlie Ward, one of my favorite players walking around there. Not him, but the jersey.
Yeah. He was a great player. Goodness gracious.
And look, this is a beautiful place to be at Drago's, downtown here in Riverside Hilton. I mean, everybody's having a great time. So if you're in town, come by. Stop by, say hello. Get you some food to eat. Nice little spirits here also at the bar.
All right. Jerry in LaPlace. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines on WWL.
Yeah, Chris and Herb, how y'all guys doing this evening,
good,
man?
Good, thank you.
Looking forward to the game. I would like to, first of all, give a big shout-out to Coach Billy for that great win. I was excited to see him get that win with Florida. It's exciting to have somebody from here at home go on the big stage and have a huge impact. Kudos to him in Florida. But this is my thing. The jury's out with Coach Brian in his first year with us. This is his first game tonight. We're just going to have to be patient and see what he does. But I will say this, kind of watching some of that defense for the Seminoles, he better bring the A-game, because I tell you what, they got a lot of speed, and them fellas, they know how to hit, and they're not scared to play smash mouth football.
Listen, Jerry, I think you're right on a lot of levels where patience. I just wondered, though, historically, LSU fans are not very patient. Jerry, thanks for the phone call.
Patience? What is that? Right. It's not a word that's in the vocabulary of the LSU faithful. So is that? That's right.
What did Luke say?
That's just a patient. Somebody's in the hospital. So, but at the end of the day, the jury is out. But the jury's going to be out for one game. That's it. And then everybody's going to formulate an opinion on it. But I think that there's something called a reputation and something that you've done in the past that precedes you. And I think right now he's going to show everybody why what he's done in the past is going to be much greater moving forward with the talent that he's going to bring in.
Luke Augusta here for us, our engineer, and I'm always a Luke Augusta fan because he's got a Darth Vader necklace.
That's right.
I'm a big Star Wars junkie. Anybody that wears that, cool in my book. The Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. He's Herb Tyler. I'm Christian Garrick. This is WWL.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.